Public hearing is change of zone number 1980, Mars RE LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.91 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Atlantic Avenue, which is Route 26, approximately 475 feet east of Powell Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 365. The 911 address is 34464 Atlantic Avenue, Ocean View, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 191.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan and the applicant's exhibits, we have a copy of the plus comments that have been received and a copy of the applicant's response to these plus comments. We also have a copy of the applicant's proposed findings of fact. We also have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero written comments. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Ms. P.
Good evening, Commissioners, Council Robertson, members of planning staff, and members of the public. My name is Mackenzie Pete, and I'm an attorney with Baird Mandalis Brockstead. I am here this evening on behalf of applicant Mars RE LLC, and here with me this evening are members of the LLC, Roger Schwatner and Maxwell Allen, and John Murray, Senior Project Manager with Mott McDonald. By way of background, Mr. Schwatner has decades of experience in commercial development, working in operations and business development in the food, retail, and airport industries, which will become relevant later in my presentation. Mr. Allen is a U.S. Army veteran with an employment background in retail management and is presently employed as a Delaware realtor with Long & Foster. If any of the commissioners drove by the property, you will have noticed a Long & Foster sign on the front of the property. The purpose of that is only for advertising purposes. The property is not for sale, and I just want to be clear about that up front. Mr. Schwatner and Mr. Allen are full-time residents of Dagsboro now. The applicant is before you this evening to request a change of zone from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to C3 Heavy Commercial District for an application denominated change of zone number 1980 for applicant owners 3.91 acre property, more or less, located in the Baltimore 100 at 34464 Atlantic Avenue, Ocean View, Delaware, and further identified as tax map parcel number 134-11-191. The applicant, as Director Whitehouse stated, has submitted a supplemental exhibit packet into the record, and that was specifically submitted on April 14, 2022. The applicant's exhibit packet includes its planning and zoning application, property and deed information confirming Mars RE LLC's ownership of the property as Exhibit A, a conceptual site plan prepared by the Kircher Group, Inc., now Mott McDonald, as Exhibit B, the plus application and plus comments dated April 22, 2021, reflecting applicant's response to those comments on April 30, 2021, as Exhibit C, applicable sections of the zoning code as Exhibit D, the future land use map and table 4.5-2 of zoning districts applicable to future land use categories as Exhibit E, aerial maps of the site with zoning district, conditional use, future land use, and sewer tier overlays as Exhibit F, renderings prepared by Method Architects LLC as Exhibit G, and finally proposed findings of facts as Exhibit H. The site lies, as you'll see, on the southwest side of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, approximately 350 feet east of the four-way intersection of Powell Farm Road, Omar Road, Vines Creek Road, and Atlantic Avenue. Nearby commercial, I'm going to try to zoom out here. So nearby commercial and residential developments include properties located opposite the side of the property, Zone CR1, and that site operates as a CarQuest Auto Parts and Marine Store, and the adjacent site to that is a Goodyear Tire Center. Traveling east on Atlantic Ave, there's the Good Earth Market that's zoned here, you'll see, as CR1. And then at this intersection, properties are zoned C1, B2, and CR1 at the intersection of Roxana Road and Atlantic Ave specifically. And at that intersection, there are a number of commercial uses, including a furniture store, Creative Concepts, a Liberty gas station, Hawkers, and Walgreens, to name some uses. In the opposite direction, at the four-way intersection that I just mentioned, is the location of St. George's Church. And also properties, as you'll see here, zoned MR and GR. The site, as you will notice, is presently vacant with trees bordering the rear yard perimeter of the site and a small area of non-tidal wetlands consisting of 0.45 acres. And the wetlands, as you'll notice in the conceptual site plan, wrap around this area here in the rear yard and along the side yard. Open space has been prioritized near environmentally sensitive areas of the site, and the non-tidal wetlands will remain as a non-disturbed area, and a 25-foot wetland buffer will be provided. The project is also located within the St. George's Tax Ditch watershed, as you'll also know on the site plan, and the applicant will submit its plan to Denrock Tax Ditch section, subject to the decisions of this rezoning decision, to also address, obviously, comments in the plus comments. The project is specifically located in Tier 1 of the Sussex County Unified Sewer District, and central sewer is therefore anticipated to be provided by Sussex County. Central water is anticipated to be provided by Tidewater Utilities, Inc., and the stormwater management system will meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The increase in traffic and effect on surrounding roadways will be analyzed, reviewed, and approved by DLDOT in the applicant's pre-submittal meeting with DLDOT. As the plus comments indicate, the proposed improvements will generate less than 2,000 daily traffic trips a day and less than 200 peak hour vehicle trips, allowing the developer, the applicant, to pay an area-wide study fee in lieu of a TIS, calculated as $10 per trip or $5,480 as noted in the plus comments. The mandatory shared use path required by DLDOT will be added to the final site plan, and the applicant will also address DLDOT's comments to add a walkway connecting the interior development to that shared use path located at the front of the site. The project is specifically located in investments 2 and 3. According to the strategies for state policies and spending map, investment level 2, as you know, reflects areas where growth is anticipated in the near term. Investment 3 reflects areas where growth is anticipated in the longer term. As confirmed by the plus comments, the Office of State Planning and Coordination has no objection to the proposed rezoning and development, provided that it is in compliance with comprehensive plan and applicable codes and ordinances, as I'll address. The intended future use is a mixed-use development to consist of a commercial space and multifamily residential units, or other permitted use in C3. Other permitted C3 uses include agricultural-related uses like commercial greenhouses and wholesale nurseries, residential uses like hotels and motels, and commercial uses including convenience stores, gas stations, restaurants, business parks, and professional offices, to name some. The C3 district is generally intended for larger scale service businesses along major arterial roads. The district does permit mixed development, including residential within commercial and office space like is proposed. The intended rezoning is consistent with the purposes of the C3 district, and the applicant acknowledges the need to go through site plan approval for any proposed development of this site. The proposed rezoning from AR1 to C3 is also consistent with the comprehensive plan and future land use map. The project is located in the coastal area, a designated growth area, which generally includes the areas on the southeastern side of Sussex County within what was previously referred to as the environmentally sensitive developing area. Mixed-use development, like the proposed project, is permitted in the coastal area. Notably, Section 2.3 of the Comprehensive Plan, titled Implications of Population Growth, recognizes the benefits of mixed-use development in curbing traffic and congestion implications of a growing population. The applicant's plan is consistent with the Comprehensive Plan, as the coastal area is considered to be compatible location for retail and office and large shopping centers and office parks located with access along arterial roads like Route 26. The proposed C3 rezoning is also consistent with the surrounding land uses, as I've stated, with other properties nearby zoned commercial. As noted in the Planning and Zoning Memorandum, since 2011, there have been 6 change of zone applications within a mile radius of the site, resulting in AR1 properties being zoned to CR1 or B1. As mentioned, there are also other commercial uses in the vicinity of the site that are zoned C1. It's the applicant's position that the intended use is therefore consistent with, similar to, and compatible with existing uses in the vicinity of the site, with some uses being more intensive than the applicant's intended mixed-use development. Finally, Table 4.5-2, titled Zoning Districts Applicable to Future Land Use Categories, confirms that C3 Heavy Commercial District is an applicable zoning district in the coastal area. For all these reasons, the proposed zoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, promoting the orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of Sussex County, With the proposed rezoning and intended future commercial use, providing needed commercial services to Sussex County residents living in the area, in addition to the fact that this proposed rezoning is compatible with the surrounding community because the site is an appropriate location on a commercialized and increasingly commercialized Route 26 that will support C3 permitted uses to nearby residential and business uses, in addition to being consistent with the comprehensive plan and future land use map. And I will conclude my presentation there and entertain any questions that you may have.
All right, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
The proposed mixed-use building, 7,129 square feet, four stories. What's the height going to be of this building?
It has to comply to the 42 feet height requirements.
Okay,
four stories. You have 52 on the plan.
That is specifically because, so this is, it genuinely is just a concept plan. And that's something that needs to be clear. So when this application was originally submitted, it was submitted as HR2, which would have allowed for a higher building. Based off subsequent discussions, amendment to the application, et cetera, we ended up switching and actually deciding to rezone to C3, which is much more consistent with the area than HR2, which is nowhere around. And so, to your point, it would comply with the height requirements.
Yeah, I see four stories, and I know the height code is 42.
Correct, so it would not exceed that, and it would meet height, any proposed structure would meet height area and bulk requirements of C3.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Ms. Wingate?
I don't think I have any questions at this point. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Hoyer-Steven?
No. Thank you.
Ms. Hopkins, no questions. Okay. Staff?
No, for me, thank you.
Okay.
None. I mean, but just to Mr. Mears' point, I think everybody realizes this, and I know you do because you said it. You know, if it gets approved as a rezone, they're going to have to come back through for site plan and see all that stuff.
You know?
So,
yeah. I was just concerned when I saw.
Yeah, no, that's a good pickup because that's a non-starter.
Right.
Absolutely.
Once again, I just want to remind the commissioners that this is an application for a change of zone. So regardless of what's shown on the plan, once the zone is changed, anything that's allowed in that zone can happen on this property. So the question in front of us simply is this parcel of land appropriate for the zoning that's being requested? All right, and with that, we'll ask you to take a seat nearby, and we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1980 Mars RE LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1980? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1980 Mars RE LLC?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is currently no one on the line who would like to speak.
All right, sir. Thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
Nope.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.